Hello and welcome to the Buddha Wapok Talkie Thing. It's like radio, but not radio. It's like a podcast, but it's not a podcast. It's essentially a shitty version of both combined. Sorta. I don't know what it is. All I know is Wap's a dying. And someone needs to be saving it. Since no one else is having a crack, I'm gonna try. So first up on the topic board. Topic board being a figure of speech, because I don't actually have the money to invest in one, but hey, depending on the success of this wank, I might. Assuming I get paid for it. Which I won't, so no topic board then. Ever. Well, the show started on a bit of a downer, so if you want to donate a topic board to me, the Buddha of the non-Buddhist ways, drop me an inbox, and I'll share a wealth of details with you that aren't even mine. Huzzah! Expect more news on that in later shows. So first up, Tiger Lily. And who knows, maybe more issues and shit. We'll see where this takes me. Hey, actually, we'll see where this takes us. Oh yes. Yes we will. Tiger Lily! Well, hello there, you inane sack of shit. How can someone so fantastically fucking boring come off to the masses of our wee wap community as a nice and possibly friendly person? Because in all honesty, you come across as a slutty boring twat, with somewhat neutral opinions, and not only that, you're unargumentative. Oh, so fucking dumb. And to tippity-top that, you're an all-out fucking twat, posting shit of the highest order, spouting the old, it's just my opinion bollocks. If we needed another fucking moth, we'd ask. You got that? Now the point to you baffles me. The fact that, you know, you're just shit. See, obviously this affects me greatly, and sometimes I do tend to cry about it. I wake up and cry. But yeah, the main problem being, I come on here in the hope that there might be something a bit hastily. Something remotely funky. I want to come here and snap like a fucking spastic pig, but no. You're able to dissuade my buzz of this oh-so fucking magical, waptastical world just by being you. Cunt. Now you seem to have gained a tiny bit of wap credibility by shagging that toss of CGP. And look what it's done for you. It's proven you're easier to spread across the bedsheets than fucking diarrhea. Well done. Well fucking done. Now I'm not against CGP, he's actually quite funny for a repetitive, boring cunt. But for you to lure yourself to him, he's easier than Crage when drunk, stoned, drugged up the fuck, I don't know. Fucking disgust me. And probably most other whoppers too. As per, I may be alone here in my fucking opinion, but it would very much please me for you to either add something to our wondrous sight, or just roll the fuck over and die in some fantastical way. Now the latter being the worst of the two for you, but possibly the better and more entertaining of the two for us. But if you so choose the latter, you best fucking make it spectacular. You see, I have an idea. You should go out in a blaze of glory so we can laugh at you as we gradually start to forget you. I suggest covering yourself in petrol or something equally hilariously flammable and sticking a bit of rope right up your cunt and quite possibly igniting the rope to see what the fuck happens. Bacon. But remember to flail your arms in a desperate call for attention, otherwise it just won't be as funny. Have it videoed and uploaded for our amusement by some twat who's willing to do that oh-so-hard job. Without crying, of course. Possibly, CGP. Because we'd all like to see such a spectacular feat in all its magical technicolor glory upon our screens. Wouldn't we? Now I know that's a lot to take in before a possible suicide, but if terrorists can manage that sort of shit, so can you. Godspeed, Tiger Lily. I salute you in your cunt-like ways. God forbid you return to this, lest I cry. Goodbye, you horrible fucking cunt. Misery Cake is a new cake that I'll be giving to those of you with terrible grammar and or punctuation. So all you fannies out there, expect some cake coming your way. That's right, J-Dots. I'll be slapping a misery cake right in your fucking face and telling you to eat it sharpish. What I won't be mentioning is where misery cake gets its name from. Icing of said cake shall be the semen of many dirty men from new members, including Trot, Sykes, Godson, and all those other twats. The filling of said cake will be Candy's ovaries, covered in glass, and those annoying little white banger shafts throw around. You'll fucking eat it, and you'll fucking learn the ways of the fucking English language, fuckity fuck fuck, fucking J-Dot bastard cunt twat. And I've only gone and mentioned what's in the fucking cake. Fuck you all. And finally, we'll talk about the exciting goings-on in Wapak. As per, Candy's on the bottle again because she's been sober for longer than 4 hours, which hurts her. What will we do with her, apart from tearing her ovaries out for a cake? Moving on, there's lots of talk about Richard Hammond at the moment, and that's something that you actually know. It's a bit fucked up. See, the problem is, he's one of the only TV presenters that us whackers get a shite about. He's up there for Team Fucking Rock. And that's all we need to say on that. Angelica is ever as about as entertaining as having a watermelon rammed right up your arse. See, the problem is, she's a bit thick. And I don't just mean around the old waist. It's infuriatingly annoying, the piss she comes out with. She's an endless supply of wanky jokes. Even more so than Moth. I mean, come on to fuck. If we wanted to laugh, we'd hit teeth or something. Another exciting thing going on is Patchass, which nearly 10 people know about. Moving on. Jimmy. Now, he's a true character on our little site. He's the dude that got run over or crashed or something and crushed his lungs, throat and bollocks or something. I didn't really pay attention, but why fuck did he post about it a fair bit? And to top that, he's only gone and got NRSA, the daft cunt. Har 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 har. British healthcare, eh? It's like African healthcare, but actually quite fatal. I best mention the new members before they go a bit mental, like the rabid dogs that they are. Ah well, this is the main spot of all those boring little twats. For instance, I shall read you one of the amazing posts that is seen in there oh so fucking often. Stop! Nunu says, holiday time. Raz. Trot says, fuck you. I'm hiding in your luggage. Bet you can't find me. Bet you don't care. Ha. More fool you to news. Yay. We're all going a summer holiday. Only if it's for a week or 10. Music. Nunu says, hee hee, I just can't wait to be in the sunshine with my baby. Spazzy smiley face. End of post. Kill me the fuck right now. What's all that bollocks about? There's times when I think, fuck it. Let's give these bastards an insight into my life. I told you all the other night about hacking my bollocks to bits while shaving. But that just doesn't compete to what's posted in there every fucking day. The constant insight into everyone's life, and it's also fucking spiffing. Well, I've had enough of this, pish. Until next time, put that baby down. Goodbye, lizards.